Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
A couple of players tangle at the other end. Thomas is going to get a running lead into one of the Blues. Thomas, and the shot is held by Bennington. And there is chaos all around, and the fans are standing and applauding all of the action here.
Well, Ken is positively giddy about our next guest. It's almost like this is the skate pod that's going on in front of our eyes.
Yeah, well,
this
you
morning,
don't get
Ken.
Hockey talk in the show every day.
No hockey talk?
I mean, we get a little bit in, but not like yeah. We feature
well,
hockey talk.
I'm very excited about Tori Krug, who is joining us right now here on the show. Tori, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
How you doing? On your way to practice or what? Where are you?
Yeah, exactly. Quick turnaround, obviously, after a big win last night.
By the way, your daughter is just the cutest thing ever. I got to meet his daughter the other night.
Nice.
And just how's that going? Are you adjusting to the young child thing?
It's great. It's I'm still adjusting, and then all of a sudden, the second you think you get comfortable, she does something different and throws a wrench at everything. So it's been a lot of fun adjusting and trying to learn how to be a professional hockey player and a dad as well.
How many diapers have you changed? I mean, is it equal?
I'm the king.
You're the diaper king.
Yeah. I've gotten that reputation.
Speaking of last night, I mean, can you talk a little bit about the start that Pasta is off to? I mean, 10 goals, 9 games. Can he score 50 this year? Like, I mean, talk a little bit about his start to the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you kind of just want to let it ride out until it slows down a little bit. You don't want to talk too much about it, but he's on fire, and everything he touches turns to gold. We saw in years past he's actually had, some hot starts as well, but right now it seems like he's a fully evolved player where he's doing it at both ends of the ice. The coach isn't worried about putting him on in certain situations in the defensive zone. He's playing extremely well defensively in transition. He's so dangerous with the puck, and then he's scoring ridiculous goals. So he's doing it all for us, and obviously we're happy to have him.
I was going to ask you, Tori, about the between-the-legs effort last night from Pastrnak. How do you grade that one? And can everybody on the team pull that off, or just the select few?
Yeah, I saw him try it in Colorado, and he actually just missed it there. So I knew it was coming. I have actually seen guys doing between-the-legs on, like, highlights of NHL Network and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if Pasta sees this, he's going to try it for sure. So I knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time. And obviously, he was able to do it in live game action when most of us can barely pull it off in practice. So
when it comes to the power play, I think almost half your goals have come on the power play. What's been the key to the success power play wise, you think, so far this year?
Well, I think, there's a few reasons. We didn't start off too hot, but then eventually we got going. We got that chemistry back. We moved the puck so quick, and all five guys can play all five positions on the ice, and that's why we're a threat. Teams have no idea what we're doing any given night. And then I think on top of that, if you couple that with, our pre-scout, we're aware of what other teams are doing. Our coach is extremely smart at showing us things that we can exploit and guys take advantage of. And it's every time we meet as a group, it's a working meeting, and we're working on different plays, and everyone's a threat out there. And then Pasta's obviously scoring most of these goals, so it makes it a lot easier for us.
Do you guys talk at all about how difficult it is to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I mean, we talked a lot about the Red Sox and a World Series hangover, and you guys play late in the season. Do you guys, as a veteran group, do you kind of talk about that and try to figure out ways to not that and has that been any kind of effect at all so far this year?
Well, I think it was something, you know, we had to nip in the bud before the season actually started. It's one of those things where you go through the long run, you get to literally the last game possible, and you're so exhausted physically, mentally, you know, every which way. And then all of a sudden you show up at training camp and you're at the bottom of the mountain and you're like, holy crap, we have so much work to do just to get back to that level. And so, you know, we had to nip it in the bud and say, look, guys, you know, we're in it together, and we kind of have to put everything aside and just get back to work, put our head down, and get back into the grind. So we were able to do that. You know, we've been – obviously we haven't been perfect, but we're collecting a lot of points right now and putting ourselves in a good position.
Torrey, it's no secret. Everyone's looking forward to Saturday night, the rematch at the Garden with the Blues coming to town, and you gave us some of the best highlights from the Stanley Cup with the there was the behind the net hit on Steen, but of course the most shared moment was you, as they called you, angry Torrey Krug, charging up the ice and just laying out Thomas. My favorite moment.
Greatest moment ever.
Top five Bruins moment to me.
Ever.
So are you looking forward to, shall we say, renewing acquaintances with those gentlemen, and what do you expect on Saturday?
Yeah, no, we're very excited to get back on the ice against those guys. I mean, it's they earned everything they got last year. They won the Stanley Cup, and they were started the bottom of the league and worked their way back up, and they earned it. So they you know, they're a good opponent, a lot of fun. It'll be a good match. Obviously, anytime you go through a seven-game series with everything on the line, you develop a sort of a rivalry, even though you don't see each other very often in the regular season. So there will be some individual rivalries in the team as a whole as well, and it'll be exciting to get them back in the building.
I feel like the only thing you guys were missing last year was a song. I mean, they had Gloria. I mean, are you paying any attention to that? Have you guys talk about choosing one maybe?
We don't have a song. Those things are like, just sometimes those things work out naturally, and it turns out to be you know, unbelievable for the group and the team, and they obviously rode that and used it as a bonding moment. It helped them throughout the playoffs and win the thing.
Have you and Marsh come to some kind of a ceasefire when it comes to your social media war?
You know what? I don't think it's anything like that. I think just when the time's right and you come up with a good idea, you find a special moment to post it, and obviously, I think the ball might be in his court, and I'm sure he'll be fired on all cylinders when he gets a chance. I just posted something on my Instagram for Tuukka's 500th game, so go check that out.
Yeah, we just saw that. It's his meltdown right from his AHL days in 09. How's he going to react to that?
He might have another meltdown. We'll find out. Not too sure. But yeah, it was funny. I used the Happy Gilmore scene, so it was good.
His 500th game, do you feel like he's an underappreciated athlete here in the city? Because of Tom Brady, because of David Ortiz, I mean.
Well, I would say he's up there for the most underappreciated athlete in the city. I mean, he's got one of the hardest jobs. He plays goalies for the Boston Bruins, where we expect championships on an everyday level, and then obviously, we've been to two finals and we haven't been able to pull through for him, but he's got some of the best NHL stats in the history of the league, if you want to look at it. He's an unbelievable goaltender, and I don't think he gets any of the credit that he actually deserves.
Torrey, I actually live a couple houses down from Tuukka. My house is not as big as his shed. Seriously, have you ever been? How nice! I've always walked by and I'm like, wow, it's a nice house. Have you ever been over to Tuukka's house?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great home, man.
This is the final year of your contract, and I know you've said that you'll take a hometown discount to stay here. I don't want you to, in case Donnie's listening, I don't want you to reveal too much about what you would or wouldn't take, but what kind of where are your negotiations at with the Bruins at this point, Torrey Krug?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I mean, obviously nothing's done right now, so we'd like to get to that point, but we'll see. I don't really want to talk too much about it, just out of, you know, respect for everything, for Donnie, for my teammates as well, just being in the thick of the season, but we'll see. Hopefully it works out that way.
Well, your D partner got the new deal before the year. Carlo, is he picking up the bill for everything, or what's going on there?
He should be. Yeah. I need to start going out to dinner with him a little more.
What is it when it comes to deciding, to making a decision like that, just to kind of get inside where your thinking is at, what is it about Boston or what is it about the Bruins that makes you say I'd be willing to theoretically take a hometown discount?
Well, the idea behind it is, you know, realistically, just, you know, living a happy life. And this is a great city where, you know, I've mentioned before, championships are expected on a yearly basis. And we expect it of ourselves. And ultimately winning, you know, makes a lot of people happy. So when we have the group that we have and you understand how things work here, the camaraderie, the brotherhood, if you will, you know, these are some of our closest friends that we've grown up together, and you want to be part of it for a very long time. And then you couple that with, you know, how happy your family is. You want your kid to grow up in this wonderful city as well. You just pair all those things together, and that's where the thought process comes from.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of pressure here. I know you're a Patriots fan, and there's a lot of pressure to perform. So, and you guys, the pressure's back on. So, I'm glad you checked in this morning, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, again during the season.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, Torrey Krug, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.